Misha and Sophie often found themselves in the midst of lively discussions, especially when the children were around. To keep certain topics out of the little one's ears, they cleverly switched between different languages. This linguistic dance allowed them to speak freely without worrying about curious eavesdroppers. One evening, as the children played nearby, young Nostromon caught a word that intrigued him. Excitement. He couldn't fully understand the conversation, but the word resonated with him. The young ones loved excitement, from the thrill of a new car to the wonders of a new radio. Excitement was a constant companion in their lives. They eagerly went to shows because they were exciting. But excitement was a double-edged sword. Men drove fast for the thrill it brought. Some even turned to crime in search of that rush. Soldiers, too, spoke of battles with a certain glint in their eyes, as if the chaos of combat held a strange allure. For Misha and Sophie, excitement held a different meaning. They chose to remember it as the joyous feeling one experiences when receiving a gift. This interpretation was more innocent, more pure. It was about the warmth and happiness that comes from thoughtful gestures and surprises. Nostromon, however, experienced excitement in ways that few could comprehend. His excitement often led him down unpredictable paths. At times it would manifest in overindulgence, too much wine, perhaps, or excesses that left him feeling regretful. Despite the various interpretations of excitement, one thing was clear, was a powerful force that shaped the lives and actions of those who felt it. For young Nostromon, the words would continue to echo in his mind, influencing his understanding of the world and his own experiences. Nostromon and Misha sat in the dimly lit room, the weight of the world pressing down on their shoulders. The news had been relentless, filled with escalating tensions and threats of nuclear warfare. They knew they had to discuss the unthinkable, whether the Russians would be angry enough to launch a nuclear weapon. Nostromon, ever the pragmatist, leaned back in his chair, his eyes fixed on the ceiling. Misha, we need to consider the possibility the stakes are too high to ignore. Misha, with his calm and analytic demeanor, nodded. I understand, Nostromon, but we must approach this with caution. Anger alone isn't enough to trigger such a catastrophic decision. There are many factors at play. Nostromon sighed, running a hand through his hair. You're right, of course, but the rhetoric coming from the leaders is alarming. They're feeling cornered, and that can lead to desperate actions. Misha leaned forward, her eyes intense. Desperation can indeed be dangerous, but we must also consider the rational actors within their government. Launching a nuclear weapon would have devastating consequences for everyone involved, including themselves. Nostromon nodded slowly. True, but what if they believe their survival depends on it? What if they think that a show of force is the only way to protect their interests? Misha's expression softened. We can't ignore that possibility, but we must remember there are channels of diplomacy still open. There are people on both sides who understand the gravity of the situation, and they're working tirelessly to prevent such an outcome. Nostromon looked at Misha, a glimmer of hope in his eyes. So you're saying there's still a chance for peace? Misha smiled gently. Yes, Nostromon, as long as there are people willing to talk, to negotiate, and to find common ground, there is always hope. We must do everything in our power to support these efforts and remind the world of the devastating consequences of nuclear warfare. Nostromon took a breath, feeling a sense of resolve. You're right, Misha. We can't give in to fear. We must continue to advocate for peace and diplomacy, no matter how dire the situation may seem. As they sat in the dimly lit room, the weight of their conversation hung heavy in the air. But amidst the darkness, there was a flicker of hope, a reminder that even in the face of unimaginable threats, the human spirit could still strive for a better, more peaceful world.